Ruben, it's Tony.
Hey, Tony, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. You got a minute, or you want to call me back? Because you didn't call me back.
I just got slammed. If I can put you on hold for 45 seconds, it'd be great. Can you give me 45 seconds?
Yeah.
Thank you. Give me 1 second, please. Are you there?
I'm here.
Perfect. So you got an approval to start off with, which is awesome. They had one question for you. Let me bring this up. Do you have any type of verification that those credit card charge-offs, there's a payment plan?
Or I can tell you what I can offer you.
I can tell you what I can offer you right now. Do you want me to give that to you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So there's two types of loans we do. One is a long-term loan. One is a short-term loan. Long-term loans are based more on credit. Short-term loans are based more on cash flow. I've got you approved for a starter loan due to the credit, and this is just what my underwriting department tells me, for up to $10,000 for a 3-year term on the equipment. I don't have an answer on the short-term loan. I will get that tomorrow morning on what amount they can do for you. That's short-term loans are based primarily on the bank statement's cash flow. They can potentially go higher to like a $20,000 or $25,000 mark. No guarantees, of course. But in order to go above $10,000, they need some type of verification that the credit cards are on a payment plan, because they're claiming a lot is charged off, which is a pretty serious issue. So if they can get type of verification, they might be able to get you an approval for
a long
time.
Well, the thing is that for 7 years, that's what they said. For 7 years, it's just going to say charge off nonstop, basically.
No, but if you have what it says on the credit report is not what they're looking for, but do you have an agreement with them that shows your payment plan?
Yeah, exactly. And you can see on my statement that I showed you. Did you see the statement? And there's two payments every month.
They won't accept a statement. They need to actually see like an agreement, something in writing from your lender that shows the
payment. Yeah, I think we do. Yeah, I received a letter that we agreed to pay.
Oh, that's perfect. That's what they're asking for.
Yeah, I do have that. But you know, the $10,000 is not going to do it for me, because I cannot even buy my Versace hood.
I understand. That's why if you can get me that letter, I could potentially get you more, but they need that letter.
Yeah. I mean, I need to go back to the file, but yeah, that's not an issue. Confirmation. I mean, there's two of them that you should see. There's two accounts, right? And then after you can have to match them with the statement and see that for 11 months I did the payment like every month, no problem.
Tony, I understand your logic. I agree with it. Just the underwriter is telling me this is what they need to go higher for the longer term loan.
Yeah, I see. What about rates? You didn't give me any rates right now.
I don't have it until I have this letter. I don't think the $10,000 does it for us.
So for the $10,000, $10,000.
I'm sorry?
What was the rate for the $10,000?
I mean, are you interested in $10,000, or would you rather get me the longer-term loan? I mean, I'd rather give you what you need.
No, I know, but first you can tell me what was the rate for the $10,000.
The $10,000 is our starter loan program. So if you go higher, it might not necessarily be on the same program. I can give you a quote on both. You want me to give you a quote on both?
No, but right now, this 10,000, what was the rate for this one?
Okay, tell me, I understand. What I'm saying is the $10,000 program is not the same as if you go higher. I'm going to give you a quote on both.
No, I understand. Okay? I get that, but I want to see first what you have for $10,000.
Okay. I understand. So the $10,000, it's a starter loan program, so the payback is higher. So let me give you both numbers. If you did the $10,000 loan program without any additional documentation, you would probably be looking at a payment of about 573 a month. If they qualify it, though, which is a higher rate program because of the risk, it's just based on the credit. However, if they qualify the $20,000 program, the rate does drop significantly. So if they qualify for the $20,000 program, if it qualifies, and I cannot guarantee you anything at all, so please don't think I am, your payment on that would probably be around $812 per month if it qualifies.
Okay, but you still didn't give me a rate there.
Tony, there's not an APR on these programs. It's a fixed payment program. It's not an annual percentage rate. It's a fixed
payment. Okay, so it's 573 for the 10,000 for how long?
3 years. It's a higher payback.
Oh, okay, so that makes sense. Yeah, because I'm trying to do the math. You know, Ruben, that's why. You know, I need to get information. You cannot keep information from me. You know what I mean?
I'm not trying to keep any information from you. I'm trying to do my job.
Okay, so basically it's 10,000 and I get back
20,000. Here's the short and sweet. The $10,000 program, it's not the best program. If I can get the later,
now that's for sure. It's really bad, actually.
Yeah, it's a higher risk program, Tony. I don't make these decisions. I'm just a guy that works here.
I understand.
It's like someone coming into your restaurant.
This is definitely the same program than the merchant. You were telling me you were different, but that's exactly the same program.
The merchant advance is a short-term, high-rate, 3 to 6 month program. This is a 3 year program. It's completely different.
Well, no, they gave me some 2 year things and all that, but you know, this is a big rate that you gave me.
Okay, Tony, I would rather offer you the better program if I can get the letter. And if you don't like what I have to say, I've just done my job. That's it. The other program, if you qualify, should be around $812 a month, and that's a much more reasonable term. If you can qualify.
And that's for how long? That's for 3 years? That's for how long?
That's for 3 years.
Oh, that's 3 years all the time, right?
Yeah, so on $20,000 for $812 a month, that's much more reasonable if I can get that letter. I can't promise you anything, though, man. I'm just here to help.
Yeah, I know. Look, as I said, Ruben, before, as I told you before, it's not like, you know, I'm begging for the money. I'm just trying to see.
I never said you were begging for the money. I never said that.
No, you didn't say that, but let me tell you. You need to understand my point of view here. It's just that I have other things to do with that money. So I'm trying to get a reasonable loan that I can, like, you know.
Yeah.
Tony? That's what I'm talking about. But if I see that, you know, so $20,000, giving back 29, you know. That's more reasonable.
But I can't say, hey, Tony, all I can offer you is the ability to help you. I don't set our rates. I will let you know that our terms are much better than a merchant advance, because the way the merchant advances work is if you borrow $10,000 on a merchant advance, it's a really nasty process. There's a lot of fees. And if you borrow 10 grand, you're usually going to pay back like 16 or 17 within, you know, a year. It's really, really expensive. So all I'm trying to do is help. I'm not trying to like put pressure on you.
No, I understand. You know,
No one's here to take advantage of you.
You know, I want to find a paper. I'm going to send it to you. Just you know, we never know. You know what I mean?
And yeah. Hopefully, I can get you what you need. That's my job.
You know, and from there, if you tell me yes, then I'm going to look around and see what I can do. Okay.
Perfect.
You know. All right, Ruben. But yeah, I don't know. You know, I need to go back to my file and, you know, find the first agreement, because it's been like a year now. And then, you know, I give you a copy of that just to see if they can go for that $20,000, whatever it is. And we go from there.
Thank you so much.
Ruben, thank you for your time.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.